I'm Christine James. Now, here's what's happening. As we said, the snow, that's the big story this morning. Of course, we have our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman, here to give us the lowdown on what's happening out there. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. We have been following this. This winter storm through this morning is really having an impact. Looks different, and you might want to alter your plans to be smart. This is not the time to be heading out. That's the advice.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Larry and I both got in here early this morning before 4:30 and think, this didn't look too bad. And then within an hour after that, it's like, okay, here it comes. And literally the parking lot here, an inch and a half within less than an hour.
Yeah, we're getting reports of 5 inches. Randolph inches now. It's snowing at 1 to 2 inches an hour.
And what about, I know that yesterday you spoke about you were thinking maybe 4 to 8 or 6 to 9 inches expected. What do those numbers look like? Is it still about the same?
Yes, those are the low end. Again, what we're talking about and what's happening now is the storm center is rapidly strengthening. We call this bombogenesis, with 24 millibars drop in pressure in 24 hours. And that's causing a frontal boundary to be created. We call that frontogenesis. And that's happening near the Cape. Everywhere north and west of there, the snow comes down like crazy. And that's what's happening right now. So while Monday was a mid-Atlantic storm, this is a south shore storm. This type of pattern brings the heaviest snow around Randolph, Weymouth, Abington. Those areas are going to get more like 10, 12 inches of snow, whereas the entire south shore Boston area will be around 4 to 8, 6 to 9 in spots. It started as rain and sleet on the Cape. It's going over to snow there now. It's much colder. It's in the teens in central New England, the 20s around Boston north and west, while we're in the low 30s. As the storm continues to strengthen, it'll draw the colder air in. The snow will get lighter in density, but heavier in intensity through the morning. And again, that's why we're really advising people, if you don't need to go out, wait until the midday. It's a fast-moving storm. It'll all be winding down soon after noon from west to east.
That was my next question. I was going to ask you what the timeline was in the storm. So you think the most intense part of the storm is happening right now through about noontime?
Exactly.
Okay. And what can we expect this afternoon? Does the wind pick up, anything like that?
Yeah, when the storm goes by, the wind increases, and we're talking, most of the afternoon into tonight. And I'll go along with what Larry just said. You know, when you've got 6, 10 inches of snow, even more in spots, and the wind's increasing, gusting 35 miles an hour and high, that creates blowing and drifting snow later this afternoon into tonight.
What about this storm? We don't have to think about coastal damage. It's not that type of a storm.
Exactly. The high tides were last week. And with this track, while right now the wind is fairly light from the north and northeast, as the storm deepens and moves over the Gulf of Maine, the wind backs in from the northwest. So that's an offshore wind. Perhaps a few places around Sandwich and, you know, areas that face in that direction on the upper Cape will have minor splashover.
Well, it sounds like a good time to stay in and pay attention to your radio, of course, especially your meteorologist. And again, that's Rob Gilman, and we appreciate you for joining us this morning and letting us know about all this wonderful snow out there.
All weather is local.
That's right. Thank you very much. Again, that's our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. We've got more news for you right after this.